feeling good about our Miami Dolphins, of course. Why? Because some people think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. Me and Jimmy mostly think they're one of the best teams in the NFL, but some people are doubting. So this is what we got to do, Jimmy. We got to look at what some of the experts are saying, and we got to weigh in on how keep it real with these people. First things first, let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa. MVP. 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 I think, what if, give me, let's go percentage-wise, Jimmy. Percentage-wise, even though one game in, what do you think the percentage, Tua Tagovailoa wins the NFL MVP this year?
I'm going to say 65%.
Nice. Very nice. I was going to go 55%. It's a long season. Don't want to get too ahead of myself. It's him versus the rest of the world. So I'm giving him 55% right now. Of course, if he plays like he did week one all season long, that is a no-doubter. He's going to have one of the greatest seasons, if not the greatest season for a quarterback ever. But odds makers are still saying Patrick Mahomes, a slight favorite to win the MVP this year. I don't think that's going to happen. Coming off of a Super Bowl, he's already tweaked himself a couple times. Everyone, you're going to get everybody's best game because they want to beat the Super Bowl champs. Patrick Mahomes, they know what they're in for. They're going to game plan a lot. Tua, he's going to come out the gates. So you have odds makers saying Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, who had a terrible game in week one.
Ugh.
Jalen Hurts, and they're still keeping Justin Herbert in there. And Josh Allen. What? Okay. Now, the one that really gets me excited, Tyreek Hill. He's going to catch over 2,000 yards this year. What percentage do you think he wins the MVP this year?
Lower than that. I would say 35%.
Yeah, I'm going to go like 25% because the fact of the matter is if he catches a lot of yards, that means Tua's going to have a lot of yards, and therefore quarterbacks are more likely to win the MVP than receivers. But nonetheless, he's in the talks. He's right ahead of him. The Saints, Derek Carr, Jared Goff, but guess who he's ahead of? Christian McCaffrey. Ahead of Christian McCaffrey. He's also ahead of Justin Jefferson. So, okay. Breaking down the Super Bowl odds. My goodness, Jimmy. What do you think the Super Bowl odds are in your own opinion? I don't want to hear what you think they're going to be. In your opinion, Super Bowl odds that the winner of the Super Bowl is our Miami Dolphins this year.
I would say, you know what? I'm going to say 75%.
Whoa! Mark that down. Jimmy Menthol says 75% the Dolphins, after week one, are going to win the Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to give them a little bit lower because, obviously, I'm not going to go that high. But once again, when I give them this lower number, remember, this is against the rest of the field. I give them about a 35% chance to win the Super Bowl, which, if you look at the grand scheme of things, still pretty good odds to win the Super Bowl. Only one team can win it. But listen to the teams that some of these Caesars Sportsbook makers are saying. Three teams are tied with the best odds to win the Super Bowl. San Francisco 49ers. I'd be surprised if they even get to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles. They're pretty good. And the Kansas City Chiefs. Now you say, okay, those three teams, but the Dolphins are fourth, right? Wrong. Buffalo Bills. A team that got beat by Zach Wilson. Buffalo Bills. Fourth. Dallas Cowboys. No, they did look pretty good at that Sunday night game, but, you know, whatever. They got a tough division.
I mean, playing the Giants, though.
Cincinnati Bengals, who got murdered by the Browns, also ahead of the Dolphins. Then you get the Dolphins. Oh, and you know who the Dolphins are tied with? The Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions.
That's disrespectful.
I'm going to say it right now. That really is disrespectful. If you put the Dolphins and the Lions on the field at the same time, Detroit, they're improved, but they're not a great team.
Honestly, I do see the Lions as a wild card team.
Okay. I see the Dolphins as possibly, let's look at it.
Wild card or division, because I think they could probably win the division too.
But that division is weak. Yeah. Minnesota Vikings, hey. I don't know about Jordan Love. You don't know what you're going to get with Jordan Love. Justin Fields, don't know what you're going to get with Justin Fields. Bears have been really bad, though.
If they don't win the division, Detroit Lions are definitely a wild card team.
Now, you got to give them a pretty high percentage because you got them a really high percentage going to the Super Bowl. AFC Championship, winning the AFC Championship and getting in to the Super Bowl, where do you have the Dolphins?
85%.
You got to give them something like that. I give them 50-50 shot. 50-50 shot because you got to stay healthy. And you also got Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland. You don't know what you're going to get.
The Jaguars.
There's some teams in there, man. That Jets defense is really good, too. But, of course, Kansas City tops. Bills second. People still believing in the Bills. Cincinnati Bengals. People still believing in the Cincinnati Bengals. Then the Miami Dolphins fourth. Fourth best odds to win the AFC Championship. I've been saying it. Tua stays healthy, and we stay NFL healthy, meaning that, you know, no major injuries, you know, nicks and bruises here and there. This team can make it into the Super Bowl. When you get to the Super Bowl, anything can happen. I'm not just saying can make it. Most likely will make it. So I'm giving it a 50-50 shot. 50% yes, 50% no, just because it's a wacky world we live in, Jimmy. Never know. Making it out there. I don't know. I like our odds, Jimmy. I like our odds. What are the chances you think Mike McDaniel is going to be the coach of the year in the NFL?
I don't think he'll get the respect he deserves.
Because he's quirky and weird?
No.
Is he quirky and weird, or is that just me putting words in your mouth?
Yeah, you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay. So he's not quirky and weird. He's just a normal dude.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll give him the credit that he deserves.
I think he'll be top three, but I do not think he'll win it. Because someone's going to come out of nowhere, and their team's going to be better than they expected, and they're going to say, oh, look, he turned it around, they're great, and stuff like that. So let's give him down to like a 20%. I give him about a 20% chance that Mike McDaniel wins the NFL Coach of the Year. Maybe Sean Payton. No, I'm joking. That's a terrible situation. Man, what happened to Russell Wilson?
Ish.
And that's the thing. I think Russell Wilson was good in Seattle. A lot of people say, oh, no, you know, Pete Carroll and the Legion of Boom protected him. No, I think he was good. I think he just fell off at one point. And, man, did Seattle trade him at the right time? Whew.
Yeah.
They got a whole lot of everything for giving away a whole lot of nothing. Maybe more problems than it was worth. If Sean Payton can't turn you around, there's not a lot of hope.
Mm-mm. You're donezo.
But you got Tua Tagovailoa, who's now second highest odds to win the MVP. They said Tua Tagovailoa went from 10th favorite last week to second favorite after posting 466 yards against the Los Angeles Chargers. There was a couple drops in there, too, so it could have been 500. Tagovailoa checks a lot of boxes as an MVP favorite. 14 of the last 18 MVPs have gotten one seeds, including six straight. ESPN analytics make the Dolphins a small favorite to get the top seed this year. Small favorite. Not a small chance. Small favorite. I like this article. Tagovailoa also has an elite statistical profile, even dating back to last season. But can he stay healthy? Oh, my goodness. What do we say? Anytime you say Tua, you hear but or if.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You can't argue that, though. That's facts.
He's kind of earned that.
Right. If so, Tagovailoa can easily win this award. Easily win this award if he stays healthy. But given his concussion history, I don't like this part. It's hard to back Tagovailoa with so much season left to play. Plus, Hill's teammate, Tyreek Hill, could potentially take votes away from Tagovailoa. Hill's odds move from 150 to 1 to 50 to 1 as he seeks to be the first wide receiver to win the award. Wow. I mean, I'd be happy either way, but to see Tyreek Hill win the MVP, wow.
Hey, it'd be great for Dolphins fans.
It would be great for this fan base.
And like and the organization.
Said earlier, I was talking to my dude Manny over there, Jensen's Liquor Store in North Miami. It's a great time to be a South Florida sports fan. Wow, these Dolphins. You go in to the New England Patriots, and you get a win, start 2-0 on the road this season, get that first win in the division, and get another win out in Los Angeles against a good Chargers team. Wow. And you know what I'm saying? That 75% that you were giving us, Jimmy, looking pretty, 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 pretty good.